Hi, I just wanted to make another post for today. Actually, I guess this is technically another entry. But yeah, so I kind of like caught up with all of the content from the course that I'm taking that I'm doing this diary for. And it's super interesting for me, obviously, because I love history. It's a kind of not difficult to read all of it, but I want to make sure I'm grasping everything, so I take my time, and that's why it takes me a little while to catch up. But anyways, I read about the gender equality stuff more, and it was so interesting for me because at Ryerson, I went to Ryerson and I graduated in 2017. So I did fashion communications there, and like mental health, because they're talking in one of the articles that was posted for this class, they talk about mental health for journalism students at Ryerson, how it's just not considered, it's like dismissed, etc. Let me tell you that if you even brought up mental health to like one of the teachers at my school at that time, they would laugh. Like, not laugh, like that's maybe exaggerated. They probably wouldn't laugh. But it was definitely not a priority. If anything, it was encouraged for you to be strong and just persevere and like just go through it. Like, they made it a point to give us so much work to the point where they wanted people to drop out because they wanted this reputation of having really, really, really hard workers for our program. Because the fashion program in Ryerson is the only university program that does fashion in Canada, and it's just very like renowned, you know what I mean? Because a lot of the fashion people are from Toronto, and it's actually true, like when you go and apply for internships and jobs in Toronto and you tell them what school you're at or they see it on your resume, most likely they were students from there too, from Ryerson too, and it's like a club. It's like a, ooh, like you went to Ryerson, oh my God, that type of thing. And so yeah, they pushed us so hard. The amount of work was insane. My first year, most people have fun in first year and they party and they go crazy. My first year, I spent staying up till like 3 a.m. every single night doing work. We didn't have, like, now the program has changed a lot and there's a lot of technology you can use, like iPads and cool things to do the art projects and to do the design stuff. Back in my day, which wasn't even that long ago, we literally had to find magazines. Like, they'd give us a theme. They'd be like, the theme is like technology in the mod future in the future or something. So you'd have to find magazines, literally rip the pages out and find images that would go together that would match this theme, and you'd have to slice, like with a little X-Acto knife, like in detail, like different parts of different magazines, glue them on together on what they called the design board. And here's the thing. If there was one of the images that you glued was kind of peeling off, you'd lose so many marks and she'd yell at you in front of everyone. If there was glue that was showing on there, she'd yell at you in front of everyone. If there's no balance in the design board, if there was one thing that was off, if color needs to be added here, if something was off, you would know and the whole class would know. And it was pretty intense and it was humiliating. And that was just the vibe of my program. So they would tell us, like, kind of like, you have to be like super intense for this, like to be able to do this career. And so many people dropped out. But anyways, not to make this like a pity party for me, it's just crazy to see how much is changing. And just hearing the stuff about Ryerson and their other program for journalism, I am not surprised because school was so hard for me, like mentally and emotionally, honestly, physically too. Like, I remember I would come home after the week and I would pass out all of Friday. The whole Friday, I would sleep every single week because I would stay up the whole rest of the week. So I just wanted to like note about that. It kind of made me reflect more on my life with that information. Also, today I had a I had a class. I have to do a project for tomorrow, actually, and I tried working so hard on it. I tried 500 different ways on Burly to figure out this project, and I'm just have 500 technical difficulties going on. It's really stressful. So I've decided to do something I love, and that is to dive deep into history. So as I was reading through the coursework for this, I saw a lot. There were some documentaries. They're titled, like, it's like a series. It's called Canada, The Story of Us, and there was one episode about expansion, I think it was called. And I watched it and it was actually really well done. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I was surprised. I mean, Canadian stuff is really well done. I'm not saying that Canadians don't do good work. They definitely do. There's a lot of incredible stuff out there. But I just thought, you know, Canadian history can be dry in people's minds, but they made it so much fun. And I was really excited about that. So I've kind of just started watching the whole series. I'm just curious to see it kind of from the start till, you know, from the big start, as in like from the 1600s, yeah, to now. So it's really cool. And I just wanted to kind of hop back here and talk about that. And yeah, I think there's something I'm missing and I can't really think. I think I'm in a mood today where I am feeling very connected to the work that I'm doing, which has been a while since I have felt this strongly like it. I also looked at the course, the courses we're going to have for next semester, like next year. And they talk about doing documentaries or like some long form class. And I am so excited for that. Oh my gosh, that's literally all I want to do. I would love to do history documentaries, historical documentaries, like just like the ones I'm watching now from the CBC that are amazing that I was just talking about. But also, like, I want to make them more easy to, these are very easy to understand and they're fun to watch. But like, there's so much cool ways that, and creative ways that people are presenting information now, even just like on TikTok and podcasts and all these things. And I want to be able to make like a documentary that's has like maybe unknown Canadian history in it, that less so like the one I'm talking about, like not necessarily like a timeline type of thing, but more just like things that people don't know about Canadian history, and make it fun and cool. And like, that's kind of the dream. But it's really a hard thing to get into from what I know, documentaries, from what people have been telling me. But I'm trying to be strong and be positive and enjoy as much Canadian content as I can. So I'm really looking forward to just like learning more about Canada, one, and two, about just what's out there in terms of the content that's already been made about our history. Like, I already watch a lot of documentaries and I try to really focus on Canada already, but this is just like, I'm still at the tip of the iceberg and I'm really excited for more. I also have been trying to get into more NFB docs. They're really good, a lot of them. So yeah, just wanted to give my experience with Ryzen / how I've been feeling. I just felt like it was like good to make an entry right now when I'm in this mood, and I'm so excited about, I'm really excited about what Canada's doing in terms of media, like documentaries and history. Now that I've been seeing this, I'm like, wow, like I'm researching more stuff and I'm really impressed. So go us.